outline. Now we have the basic elements of your novel done. So you've got your idea, you've got your main characters, you've got your setting, you've got your point of view. And you need to bring everything together and start working on an outline for your story. There are many different schools of thought on whether an outline is beneficial to a writer or even necessary for a story. Personally, I think if I'm writing short fiction, I don't need an outline, but if I'm working on a novel, I definitely need one. My outline acts as a roadmap of my story, so I know where I'm going and the series of events that have to happen till I get there. And I also know that my characters have to achieve their own goals, so these are the things that need to happen for my characters to achieve their goals. I often refer to my outline to guide me when I'm feeling stuck during the writing process, so I always recommend having a basic structure to aspiring authors. Now, different methods work for different writers, but I recommend a 6-step method that helps me look at my plot and create a flow for how the story unfolds and how it will come to a resolution. So I'm going to go through the 6 steps now. The first one is your story goal. So you have to define it. The story goal is, generally speaking, what your protagonist wants to achieve or the problem he or she wants to resolve. It's also the goal that involves or affects most or if not all the other characters in the story. So that's what is the story about. So I'm going to illustrate the outline with an example. So for instance, let's say we want to write a story about a 38-year-old female executive who has always put off having a family for the sake of her career. And now she finds herself lonely and she's regretting her choices. In this case, we might choose to make the story goal for her to find true love before it's too late. So if I was to start writing the outline for this story, the things that might come to mind would be, what are the obstacles in her path? Who are the people in the story that will help or hinder her in achieving this goal? Did she make wrong choices in her past regarding choosing a suitable mate? What qualities is she now looking for in a man? How much is she willing to sacrifice and compromise for the sake of true love? Will she recognize true love when she finds it? And so on. So these are the things that we would look at when we are trying to decide what the story goal is and how the protagonist is going to achieve it. So, after we've chosen the story goal, we will build a world around our protagonist that includes many perspectives on the problem and what makes the goal important to everyone in that world. So choosing your story goal is the most important step in building your plot outline. Once you have the story goal, the next thing in the 6 steps is the consequence. Once you've decided on a story goal, your next step is to ask yourself, what horrible thing or what disaster will happen if this story goal is not achieved? What is my protagonist afraid of? What will happen if he or she doesn't achieve the goal or solve the problem? So the answer to these questions is the consequence of the story. So the consequence is a negative situation or the event that will result if the goal is not achieved. So avoiding the consequence justifies the effort that the character has to make to pursue the story goal. And for your reader, it makes it like, makes them root for the character so that they know that they are hoping that the character achieves the story goal and avoids the consequence. So the combination of story goal and consequence is what creates the dramatic tension in your plots. So in some stories, the protagonist may begin by deciding to resolve a problem or pursue a goal. Other times, the protagonist may start up being threatened by a terrible event, which motivates him or her to find a way to avoid it. So going back to our previous example, the consequence would be that if the female executive fails to find true love, she has to live a lonely and miserable life full of regrets. Now, is this consequence that she's trying to avoid throughout the whole story? When you're working on your plot outline, make a list of possible consequences your story could have, then choose that one to be the counterpoint to your chosen story goal. The third step in drawing up a plot outline is the requirements. So the requirement describes what must happen in order for you or for your protagonist to achieve the story goal. You can think of it as a checklist of one or more events. So as the requirements are met in the course of the novel, the reader will feel that the character is getting closer to the attainment of the goal. So the requirements will create a state of anticipation in your reader's mind so that he looks forward to the protagonist's success. In the example of a female executive, what would the requirements be? If the story goal that we've chosen is for our protagonist to find true love, then one of the requirements might be that she will need to join a singles club or a dating service so that she can meet single men. Perhaps she will need to cut down her hours at work so that she has more time to socialize outside of business engagements. And those events that she needs to do, those requirements that she needs to do to find true love. So when you are finding your novel, you need to list out some events that need to happen for the story goal in your novel to be achieved. So that's the third one, requirements. The fourth one is forewarnings. So while requirements show that the story is progressing towards the achievement of the goal, forewarnings are events that show that the consequence is getting closer. So forewarnings will make your reader anxious that the consequence will occur before the protagonist can succeed, and therefore might make her fail in her story, in achieving the story goal. Now, if in the plot outline for a story, if events that could constitute forewarnings might be, the protagonist has a series of bad dates that make it seem like she will never find the right guy, or the protagonist meets a woman at a singles club who tells her that at her age, all the good men are already married, so she shouldn't bother. So while the story goal and consequences create dramatic tension, requirements and forewarnings take the reader through an emotional roller coaster between hope and fear. There will be places in your plot where it seems the protagonist is making progress, and then there should be places where it seems that everything is going wrong or everything could fall apart. If you structure this well whilst you're writing your outline, you will keep your reader turning the pages nonstop. Now, the fifth one is costs. So when you're outlining your plot, you have to create problems for the characters. If a problem is trivial, then neither your protagonist or your reader has a reason to get worked up about it. So you want your readers, if you want your readers to get worked up about your novel, you must give your protagonist a goal that matters. So one sign that a problem or goal matters to the protagonist is that he or she is willing to make sacrifices or suffer pain in order to achieve it. So those sacrifices that your protagonist has to go through are called costs. So costs can come in many ways. Your protagonist can be asked to give up their pride, their self-respect, money, security, attitude, a memory, the life of a friend, or something that they really hold dear. If you make the cost steep and illustrate how hard the sacrifice is for your protagonist, your reader will feel that the protagonist deserves to achieve the story goal. In the case of a female executive, perhaps if she wants to find true love, she must give up a promotion she has worked very hard for because it will require her to travel so much that she will have no chance of settling down and raising a family. That would be something that is a big deal to her because she is torn between choosing her career over finding the possibility of finding true love. The sixth step is the climax and the resolution. So now that you've put the basic requirements for creating an interesting plot, you have to bring everything together so that your story ends in a way that makes emotional and logical sense to your reader. At the climax of your story, the protagonist is in pursuit of the story goal and she arrives at a tough situation. So he or she then makes a decision or does something that determines decisively whether or not the story goal will be achieved. He or she decides whether or not to change himself or his behavior. Your main character should have a particular way of solving problems that is key to the plot. So, for some characters, it might be a type of behavior. With others, it might be a personality trait that either helps or hinders them. In our example about the female executive, perhaps she decides to take a chance on a man she met, even though he was not her usual type, and he seemed like a risk. The resolution is how your story would end. Generally speaking, stories can end happily, which means the protagonist achieved the story goal, or the story can end unhappily, which means the protagonist failed to achieve the story goal, or your story could end somewhere in between. So throughout the process of choosing your story, choosing your protagonist, and outlining your novel, you may already have in mind how you want the story to end. If you are aiming for the story to end happily, then you make sure that at the climax, your main character makes a decision that leads them towards a happy ending. So in our example of a female executive, it may mean that she accepted the proposal of the man that she had been dating and falling in love with after he proved himself to be trustworthy. Of course, not all stories end so neatly. Sometimes the protagonist will achieve the story goal only to realize it wasn't worth it in the end. And sometimes the protagonist fails to achieve the story goal, but this turns out to be a good thing. Once you've gone through the climax and the resolution, it means you now have the basic elements for your plot outline. You can decide to break the story down into a chapter-by-chapter outline or even a scene-by-scene outline. But the important thing is that you have a very good plan of what you're going to do with your idea, your characters, and your setting, so that when you start writing and you start fleshing everything out, your story will flow without too many hiccups. And most importantly, you won't feel overwhelmed and tempted to quit.